Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We magnify you. You have been good to us. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. We thank the Lord has brought us this far. This month, we're looking at divine shift. We are looking at supernatural shift. We started by looking at supernatural progress. We moved to supernatural lifting. Then we had Jesus paid it all during Easter. And we are back here to conclude on the series by looking at supernatural increase. When something does not grow and does not increase, we all run up and down looking for a solution for it. When a child is of a certain age, a certain things are expected of a child. A child is expected to speak at a certain time. A child is expected to walk at a certain time. So ingrained in us is this thing that tells us there must be a growth and there must be an increase. And if I remember, the first thing I was taught in science, in secondary or like class one in science, was characteristics of living things. Anybody that was taught that here, can you wave your hand? Let me see. Okay, many of you did not go to school. Okay. Okay. We will hold your parents accountable for not selling you to school. Remember, I will not ask you to tell me all the classes. You are afraid. But you know, some of you coined some things. Is it Mr.? Did he have an abbreviation? Is it Mr. D. Niger or Mr.? Okay, the teenagers are in their teenage church. We'll have asked them now. Acts 11. Mr. Niger. Mr. Niger D or Mr. D. Niger. What is the D? The D is a word we don't like saying. But let's talk about the G. So every living thing has a characteristic. And one of the main characteristics of a living thing is growth. So when you are living physically or spiritually, growth is expected of you. Everything God created grows. Everything God created grows. Everything God created improves. And you know the shocker is the fact that when God wants to create a forest, He doesn't create a forest, He creates a seed. And expect the seed to grow into the forest. If you don't understand this, you might not be able to move forward. If you don't understand this, you might live your life complaining. When you ask God for a million things, most of the time, what He does is to give you one, expecting you to nurture one thing to grow everything. Listen to me. For us to have palm oil or from the palm tree, God created a seed. And they all started growing according to their kind. When God wanted to fill the whole earth with human beings, He did not create 7 billion people at once. What did He do? He created Adam. From Adam, He took Eve. And both of them, from both of them, we have everybody now. And then the flood came, and the flood took everything away. And if you look at Genesis 9:19, you will discover from three people, God filled the whole earth with everybody, including you and I, today. Our God is a God of increase. When He gives you one, He expects increase from you. I'm preparing you indirectly for the judgment day so that you will not be shocked. Listen to me. When God gives you one, He expects you to nurture and bring exceedingly great things out of the one. The people that have most problem on earth and will have more problem on the day of judgment are the people that look at the small, like look down at the small thing that God gave to them. Anybody that looks at all other people and say, God, why do they have more than me? More than me. The thing you are supposed to do with the few, you will not do it. Because you will be busy looking at every other person. So, why not me? Any me? Parable of a talent. God gave some 5. Another 3. Another 1. The one that had 5 went, walked, reproduced another 5. Is that not it? The one that had 3, or was it 2? Went, walked, reproduced another 1. Was that not it? Then the one that has 1, what is it? He looks like somebody in church now. When he had 1, why have you not given me car? Why have you not given me house? Why have you not? Forgetting that one he had, if he wants out at it, he can be better than the one that has 5. When God wants to bring about a forest, he brings a seed. If you don't understand the seed principle, you will complain. If you understand the seed principle, you will go to work immediately and bring about good things and great things that God wants you to achieve in life. Can I tell you this? I'm just continuing from where I stopped in second service. Can I tell you this? Everything you need to achieve what you are praying for is already in your house and in your hands. You are the one not locating it and not recognizing it. In fact, it might be that the person for your next level is seated near you in church. But when you come to church, you don't greet people. You don't greet people. Some have sat near people that are doing what will bring their deliverance, but they don't know their name. Sometimes you are praying, God said, look at your right side. You look, you saw the person. One tiny, ugly looking thing, according to you. There is a solution to your problem. Listen, if you don't recognize your seed, your suffering continues. Are you in church? If you don't understand, recognize your seed. Naaman was a leper. For deliverance for Naaman, God sent him to war. He captured one young Israeli girl and took him home. Take her home. One day, the woman, the girl, told the madam, if only Naaman will see Elisha, he will be healed. The reason why the girl was sent to that house was a seed of healing. If he treated the girl wrongly, the leprosy continues. When you look down on your seed, you never have increase. God has no favorite. He gave all of us a seed of time. Gave us seed according to our abilities. Gave us seed according to our capabilities. When you don't see it as a seed, when you think it is useless, when you think it is nothing, it becomes nothing. I ask that you will not look down on your seed. I will come back in the future and teach about the seed. After the first service, somebody came to me and said, Pastor, you must teach more on the seed. But listen, our God is a God of increase, and He wants to increase you. And in increasing you, He gives you what? He gives you what? You are a seed planted in your family. You are the seed planted in your village. That thing they were complaining about in your family, in your village, you are the solution to it. You are the seed. You are not useless. You know a seed of maize, of corn, dried somewhere. It looks useless until you plant it. You are in that family to bring about a change. If you understand that, say amen. When I'm telling you are the person in the family, I'm not praying for you. I am telling you your assignment, which God will ask you for on judgment day. When you get to heaven, you say, what did you do with yourself? You say, when pastor said I was a seed, I said, amen. You know, if not by amen, you go turn things around, you go see. Go and do what he has asked you to do. A man is enough to bring about a change in every situation. Because God does not leave us alone. Are we in church? Okay, so in the first service, we told them that God is a God of increase. And God expects us to increase. But let me go forward and tell you this. I noticed something from scripture. When a man is with God, or when God is with a man, he doesn't only increase him, like we learned in the first service. He increases things around him. When members of your family look down on you, know that you are a born again, the star, the glory of that family. I'm not talking about what is in your pocket now. I'm talking about who you are. When you see a seed of a cashew, it looks useless, but it is a forest. It's planted. That is who you are. A seed affects all around it. Let's check this. Let's take two. Genesis 13. Let me take Genesis 13, 1 to 6. Genesis 13, 1 to 6. So Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. And well, let's read together. Let me hear you now. If now my enemy die now, here go the shake. Read word of God. What is wrong with people in this church there? In first service, they have to ask me to calm down before I calm down. You are doing the same thing. If I ask you to read the word of God, you read. What did I say? After all, you know they read them for whom? You they come church, you know bring them. You come church, you see, we say make you read, you are not reading. Waiting, what will be your problem? Why are you running away from what will turn your life around? There is power in reading the word of God aloud. I was telling them in the first service, I want you to go and try it. There are some things you are going to, maybe demonic oppression or whatever. Don't pray. Wake up every morning. Be reading some scriptures every day. See what will happen. That thing will disappear. There is power in reading scriptures aloud. Do you understand? After service, some of you will get there now. You'll be shouting APC, PDP, 100 million, Osinachi, Christian school. You'll be shouting. You are inside church. Read Bible now. You are Nawala. All of you looking quiet now. When we see you outside, now and then we're going to say you'll be tiger and tiger. Read Bible now. Nawala. I'm not joking, no. Can we read together? One, two, go. The first thing you should notice that who went with him? Who was the one that went with him? Lord, let's continue. We are going to verse 5. Now, Abraham was rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold, and he journeyed on from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. Verse 4. To the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there, Abraham called upon the name of the Lord. And Lord, who went with Abraham, also had flocks. Yes. Abraham was a seed sown into his family. And everybody around him prospered. Sir, ma. Everybody around you, are they prospering? Who are your friends? What do you discuss? There are some friends that you should change. Whenever you see them after, you have a dick. From depression. Negative things all around. We are children of God. Where when people meet us, there is a change, and I've made bold to tell anybody that cares matter, that cares about that. If you enter this church 6 months and your life does not change, there is something wrong with you. Because it's a transformational point where God is changing lives. So when you come into this place, there is a change and there is a transformation in your life. And in you say, wherever you go to, you are a seed planted there for transformation and change for people. Lot went with Abraham. And Lot became rich like Abraham. But if you want to be the only local champion, you are a useless seed. Listen to me. If anybody in church does better than me, it is one of the best things that will have ever happened to me. If you came to this church with nothing and you became a billionaire, I don't have anything to envy. It is at this place that God made you. I tell people, if you have been in this church for a long time, I tell people, we don't want to raise local champions in this church. Where, when we want anything, we'll just say, go and meet Mr. Abiodun. He will do it for you. He will give a letter to minister. He will give. So Mr. Abiodun becomes the chairman. He determines everything. When he says, close the door of the church, everybody closes the church. He's the only one that has made it. Everybody, nobody does anything. Yoruba Bible says a rich man in the midst of six poor people is the poorest of all men. Listen to me. I've said that for a long time, that we are all moving up together. But later last year, I discovered that some people don't want to move up with us. So I change it and say, anybody that wants to move up, move up. People that want to stay, stay. We'll be dropping coins for you. Lot went with Abraham, and the life of Lot changed. I remember when I was young, there was a poor family opposite our house, and one of the daughter twin was my age mate, like some months older than me, and my mom took her in, a Ghanaian. What was my mom? Speaks Yoruba fluently from Ghana. Moved into her business. Got married in my mom's house. Got married to a Yoruba person, a Ghanaian. Doing extremely well. If we don't tell you he's not a member of our family, you will never know that he's always a member of our family. That is the kind of impact we should be making. No affiliation. No affiliation by blood. The impact it was made. Who you help? For us to know you are increasing, it should not be only you. Things around you must be affected and must be increasing. Do we understand that? Now we can move forward. God wants us to increase all around. In fact, I have 20 areas where God wants us to increase. Number one, let's go. God wants us to increase in spiritual matters. John 15. We'll take verse 8. John 15, 8. Can we all read together? One, two, go. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Listen to me attentively. See, please, I beg you. Let's look at it quietly, slowly. Let's read it slowly now. One to go by this. So number one, this thing we want to read in this verse is what glorifies God. Is that settled? Is that okay? Okay, now let's read what glorifies him. Let's go. And that you do what? Bear much fruit. And so prove to be, what are these fruits? If you go to Galatians 5:22 down, you will see the fruit of the Spirit is love. And let's check it. Because you see, there are many people that call themselves believers. I'm not sure they are, because we can't see this fruit. And you know Jesus said, it is not all who say to me, Lord, Lord, who enter the kingdom of God. He said, by their fruit you will know them. It is this fruit. Oh yeah, let's look at the fruit. One, two, go, let's go. But the fruit of the Spirit is, are you loving? Is, are you joyful? You see the way they look, sir. You are, many people are looking at like, he's got the whole world. On his shoulder, he's got the whole world. On his shoulder, he's got the whole world. On his shoulder, he's got the whole Walahala. The whole Wahala on his shoulder. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. He didn't say happiness. Joy is constant no matter what happens around. Happiness depends on happenstance. Joy is not dependent on anything. It's only dependent on Christ. This is what the Lord wants, that you bear much fruit. Love, joy, peace. I hope there's nobody that told anybody before coming to say, I did go to church. By the time I come back, you go know. I will tell you, say, my God is the one that fighted by fire and thunder. The fruit of the Spirit is what? It's peace. He said, live with peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can. But we forget that there are two things said there. Not only holiness. Without peace, you can't see God. Peace, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And if the children of God, I will see God. Fighting, many people are waking up at midnight, fighting imaginary enemies, not knowing they are the greatest enemy of themselves. Not living at peace with anybody at night. I will show you. Hey, oh Lord, everybody. Why is it that it's only you that people are pursuing every time? Check yourself. Where are the fruit of the Spirit? God wants you to increase in fruits. Can I shock you? If you must live the Christian life well, you must be vulnerable. People will take advantage of you. Nobody will take advantage of me. Nobody go. I lie. You have something to say sometimes, you say, keep quiet. They will accuse you, he said, don't say anything. You think Jesus was stupid? Why did he not defend himself? You want to defend yourself, you are lawyer, but do you want God to defend you or you want to many of you keep defending yourself and not giving God the opportunity to fight for you. God wants us to increase in fruits. That is the number one fruit. So, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Should we talk self-control? Self-control of the eyes. Self-control of the ears. Self-control not to hear that. Don't tell me. Have you ever said, don't tell me before? Or you say, Jesus, come on, give me the Jesus. Come. I've always said it. I've said it for long, but I've not been able to come down to preaching the message. I want to preach a message called Get a Scare. Is it Get a Scare or Get a Scare? Whatever. When I got to Kano newly, I had a friend in the office. Whenever they call her on phone, she would pick the phone. Get a Scare? Eh? Get a Scare? Get a Scare? Get a Scare? Not Get Scare? Not Get Scare? Is it true? Is it true? I know what I'm talking about. They get scared. They get scared. They get scared. Magana. They get scared. There are many Degeskaya Christians here, interested in what does not matter to them. What does not bother them. What does not increase them. But see, there are some people in this church, they don't do anything, they don't see anything, but they know the story of everybody in this church. They don't talk. But if you interview them, they will give you the address of everybody in this church. When they enter, the car they ride, the name of their children, how they mess up, all those things you think you are hiding, we know people to ask in this church, they will tell us. But we don't want to give them ministry. That's how we did not ask them. You will be shocked. But God wants you to increase in the fruit of the Spirit. That is one. You know the second fruit? When you are going to heaven, you must hold somebody that you are saying, Nami Brigham. In fact, it's easy for me to teach now. Anyone here that does multi-level marketing, bring two people, bring four people, the four people bring four, they do. Anybody that does that, have you been told about something like that before? It's called multi-level marketing. to, you are supposed to have brought somebody to Christ, and that person brings somebody to Christ, and then, you know, it's a chain. So when you get to heaven, and he asks you, who did you bring? Sir, ma, who will you bring? Who will you show? Give me that Romans 15:8 again. Let's look at it. Ma, you have been here 10 years. What is your fruit in this house? Who came to this church because of you? Who gave their life to Christ because of you? Have you ever come for evangelism before? No. You have never come before. If you don't come, it doesn't really matter. As long as you are doing wherever you are, you have not come, you are not doing wherever you are, then you are a member of the church. Who you bring come church? 8 years. 7 years. Okay, and no be church, now kingdom. Who have you brought into the kingdom of God? Now, people are not looking at me again. They get scared people. By this, my Father is glorified. That you bear how many fruit? Much fruit. Let's read the last part. And so, prove to be the only way, one of the ways to prove we are disciples of Christ is to bear much fruit. Fruit of the Spirit and fruit of our evangelism. He will ask you for it. He will question you on it. He will ask for the name of a person. Sometimes, stop the prayers and go for evangelism and see what he will do for you. Have you prayed over a long 18? Over and over and over and over again. Stop praying. Go for evangelism and see God answer your prayers. By this we know you are disciples. If you bear much fruit. Jesus comes now. Bah! What happens to you? What fruit? You can't say now my husband do. The race is individual. You can't say now my wife do. It's because of my wife. That's why I've not been able to come for evangelism. That's why I was never able to talk to anybody about Christ. And that was why. And my wife is always making me annoyed. In fact, thank God. See, I don't get anger problem like some people that are in the news recently. Thank God, though. You will not have an excuse. It won't be your wife. It won't be your husband. Where is the fruit you are taking to heaven with you? It is because I'm taking care of baby. You know, my husband has left everything for me alone. Many people, unbelievers, are visiting your house. You see them crossing. You go to buy things from them. Have you told them about Christ? Nobody has an excuse. Nobody. You must bear fruit. Tell somebody about yourself. Say, you must bear fruit. Say it, let me hear you. Even if the people is frowning, if the person is frowning, tell the person, let me hear you. Even if he's not smiling, can you tell him again, let me hear you. Say today in church, I warned you, oh, I told you, oh. You know, Nigeria, you must add, oh, okay. You must bear fruit, oh. You know what? Whether you say it or not, I've told you. Whether you come on Saturday or not, it doesn't matter. I've told you. Whether you do it or not, I have told you. And this world, you will be asked on the day of judgment. Look at the end of that again. Look at it. And so, prove. If you sing and dance and do not bear fruit, you have done disco exercise. Doing all those without bearing fruit is foolery. You must bear fruit. And God wants you to increase in bearing fruit. So when we are asking for supernatural increase, we must start from bearing fruit, spiritual fruit. Then all others becomes very easy. I told you I have 20. This is one, and this is the most important one. Let me jump the second one and move forward. Luke 2:40. Increase that God wants for you. Luke 2:40. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. And the favor of God was upon him. John 2 verse 52. God wants you to increase supernaturally in wisdom. A wise man is greater than a multitude of an army. You must increase in wisdom. Verse 52. And Jesus, let's read that. Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. I thought Jesus is God. Why must he increase in wisdom? And I keep saying it. If Jesus had to pray and he's God, how about you? If Jesus is the Son of God that knows all things and he came on earth and grew in wisdom, how about you? If the one that has all the powers in heaven and earth, if the one by whose name everything must bow, grew in wisdom, don't you think if you don't grow in wisdom, you'll be in trouble? He said wisdom is the principal thing with all digesting. I think that Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 7. In all digesting, get understanding. We are getting blocks, getting vlogs, getting cheats. We are no longer getting wisdom. We are a generation that has access to knowledge, but we have the absence of wisdom. You must grow in wisdom. You must grow spiritually in the fruit. You must grow in wisdom. Nobody achieves any great thing apart from wisdom. I told you before about a man that was driving his car somewhere and the car broke down. And they looked for mechanic. Mechanic tried to check the fault. Nobody was able to fix it. Then they called an old mechanic. And the old mechanic came and looked at it and said, let's say hypothetically, $10,000. The person that wrote the story said $10,000. So the man said, okay, do it. I'll give you the $10,000. So he did the car, maybe $10,000, $1,000. The hypothetical figure. The man did the thing. He just carried a hammer and hit one part of the car. He said, started. The car started. The man now said, how will I give you $10,000 for hitting the car? Give me your bill. The man now wrote the bill. He said, hitting with hammer, $1. Knowing where to hit, $9,999. Knowing where to hit. My external hard drive crashed. I needed to solve it, everywhere I couldn't get. I gave one of my brothers, just gave it to somebody. Do you know how much he charged me? 170,000 naira. It's an address. My books, my messages, my research. The guy opened the thing and saw the thing. Ah, he's your pastor, Abi. And he has all this in here. 170,000 naira. I got angry. It was 180. I know good do. I was preparing for a message. I remember. There's something I must refer to either. 170,000 naira. That is the power of wisdom. Knowing what to do per time makes you a great man and makes you exceed everybody on earth. That is why you must grow in wisdom. Listen to me. If you are at the same level of knowledge and wisdom with people you work with, you will soon be disappointed. You must have an extra wisdom. And that is why Jesus grew. When he taught, they said, who is this man that taught with authority? His teaching is different. He's not like others. His teaching, there is something about him. There is something about him. There is something about this man, Jesus. And what was something about him? He grew in wisdom. Listen, the information of yesterday might put you in trouble today. You must grow in wisdom. You must learn from others.
You must copy. You must see what people are doing well. Go and ask questions. Learn from others. You must begin reading books. If you learn mechanic by Dassault and you use it to repair cars today, no, we will soon send you to prison. I hope you know that. Now, what do they do, car? They put computer. It tells them everything that is wrong with the car. And then you go and change. If you are still using Dassault, that Ogami, cut that wire. If I join it and light comes on, say Otono. If light goes off, say Otono. Otono. If you are doing Otono mechanic, you will soon go to jail. Somebody will not buy a car of 25 million and you will do Otono. And then brain balls don't burn. They say 3 million. You will go to jail. Hey, Pastor, they don't carry me. I will tell you on the 24th of April, I told you, go and get wisdom. I will leave you there for 7 weeks, then we'll come afterwards. 7 days, we'll come afterwards. That is the cause of foolishness. Jesus, increase in wisdom. The third thing that God wants us to increase in is on the screen again. Increase in stature and favor. With God, amen. Listen, favor is not grace. Huh? Favor is not grace. Grace is unmerited favor. That means there is favor that is merited. When they are talking about favor that merited, they don't call it grace. They call it favor. Did you understand what I'm saying? There is unmerited favor. That which only God can do. There is merited. There is favor that can be merited. If you read Proverbs chapter 3, you will see the conditions for having favor. You are a marketer. You wear slippers. You have not shaven your armpit. Everything is oozing anointing from your armpit. Your mouth is oozing powerful anointing. It is grace that will make you sell. Favor cannot make you sell. Because human being will not favor you. When they come to your shop, they will never come again. They will leave. Say, now hospital. I was sick. He's not telling you. He will never come again. Why? Now God get grace. Woman be in a favor than the gift. And favor is dependent on something. He grew in favor. That means he knows, you know the rule of your place of work. You know what to do. You know what you know to do. You do it well. God, now, one God favor, no man can do anything, we know. Yes, we agree. But God uses men to favor people. Even Samuel was easily deceived. He was one of the greatest prophets ever. He was the one that started the school of the prophets in the Bible. He was almost deceived. Why? Appearance can make you show favor. He saw Eliab looking beautiful, tall, dark, handsome. Oh God, if you can just give me this man. He looked at his physicality and said, this is the king of Israel. If God has not spoken, he will have transferred the kingship of David, transferred it to Eliab. Why? Because human beings make favor available by what they see. Did you understand what I'm saying? So you don't say, me. Now pray I do. Now God there on my side. Now the God do. And then they do. I see God there. I agree. There is grace. We agree. But on this earth, now human beings you miss. And you don't know what. You know what? People are reading you, checking you without you knowing. It's until the time you need something that they will tell you. Say you ain't not to greet anybody. You ain't not to greet. You will leave church. You just go. Eh? Nobody knows your name. You know nobody's name. Then you now come one day. I'm selling handkerchief. Who go buy?
intentionally grow in favor. There's a difference between grace and favor. Please, are you seeing here? Make up your mind to increase in favor. I was on leave and I came back to my office and I met some coppers in my office. Coppers around. Just one was sent to me, but the others were around. One thing I noticed, which I think parents should be aware of, is that whenever they see me or anybody, they don't greet anybody. They don't greet anybody. Moreover, for almost all of them, I have started work before they were born. I have started working before they were born. But you see me, we enter the elevator together. You will not greet me. And then your boss, who is my senior, sends you a file to me. And you discover, I said, go and give Oga the file. Your boss that you are greeting, to say, go and give Oga file. You now came to my office, so missed. You now discover that this is a man you have met like 3 times you did not greet. Then you now, whether to say good morning, good night, if you are a member of this church and you are like that, you are a bastard. Greet people. What is this? Good morning, sir. Good morning. Don't even ask, sir. Don't add, man. Does it take anything away from you? Even if you say good morning and they toss you, it's because you look fine. Say no. Move on. Because if they no toss you, now you go come for prayer point and say they know they toss me. Do you understand what I'm talking about? These are little things that give people. Good morning. How are you doing, sir? I like your shirt. Simple. Just say good morning and go. If you can't say I like your shirt. Simple. But you will not come. But Pastor, I don't know why everybody is against me in the office. Everybody. They are all against me. But I know the God I serve will fight for me. The God I serve, you serve, has sent me to you to go and learn manners. Go and learn manners so that you will have favor. Favor does not come by prayer alone. It comes by how you carry yourself. What you do, men are watching you. Everything we cover by the blood of Jesus. Cover by the blood of Jesus. Horrible Christians. Terrible bosses. Let's put church aside. Let's put Bible aside. Let's do that. After you have put Bible and everything aside, what kind of person are you? Not favorable to anybody. Sir, ma, did you notice? Why did they need Judas to betray Jesus? Have you thought about it before? They were seeing Jesus everywhere now. Why did they need Judas? They couldn't differentiate Jesus from others. They needed somebody to differentiate him. He was so simple like them that they didn't know who the lead pastor, senior pastor, apostle, bishop, and usher was. They were all alike. So they needed one of them so they would not make mistakes. And he said, the one I kiss is the one. That's how you get favor. Humility. You are too proud for favor. It's only grace and mercy that can work for you. And grace and mercy does not come from human beings. It comes only from God. I came preach. I went to somewhere preach. I said, if you have somebody against you, ask the person to forgive and all those things. I went to the same place to preach there, and somebody asked me and said, if the person you wanted to preach, greet, if you come like this, he moves like this, you are coming, he goes like that, you are coming, he goes in that direction. Pastor, what do? I say, keep pursuing. There are many people here. You will go out of this window because somebody you don't want to greet is coming out of the library. You are attracting disfavor to your life. People are stubborn. They hear the word of God, they will say, I will not change.
When it is led, they are saying, oh God, have mercy. The God that you look into his face and you say, I will not change. You now come and say, you need favor. Favor, oh no, favor me, favor me, favor me, oh Lord, favor me. Favor. You have been praying for favor for 10 years. Who have you shown favor to? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Grow in favor. Heavenly Father, you know when we're talking supernatural increase, and I thought I was going to come and break things down, break the enemy down, pull down their forces, and the Lord is saying there is no force to pull down, it is in their heart. Break it down in their heart, and they will have increase. Break it down in their heart. They look beautiful, but they are stubborn, wicked, and evil people. They are not members of this church. They are not here. I'm just telling you what God told me. They are not here. In fact, I've discovered that in Christianity, the more handsome and pretty they are, sometimes the more wicked they are. Stretch your hand. Thank you for that kiss. Increase it for me. Whatever is in you that is sending favor away, I ask that the Lord will open your eyes to them. Every stubborn spirit in anyone in this church, every stubborn spirit that makes them go against the word of the Lord, we bind and cast away that stubborn spirit. In the name of Jesus, open your eye, look at me. We can bind and cast out. If you don't want it to go, it will not go. If I don't want deliverance, you can't deliver me. Deliverance is not by force. If I don't want salvation, you can't save me. You can shout amen. You know they will tell you, or your people, they prostrate. When they are prostrate, physically, spiritually, they are standing. Any small thing, where does that? But why is doing where does that? He's killing you or behind you. So why is prostrating? Many people are shouting amen in church, but within them, just finish the service and go. Maybe just go. I must go back to that thing when I get back home. I pray for everyone here. Favor. Favor. Let men favor you. I ask that you will increase in favor. You will increase in wisdom. You will increase in the number of your fruit. You will increase in the number of your fruit. You will increase in the number of your fruit. You will increase in wisdom. You will increase in favor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to him. 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 Just say, supernatural increase of every deficit. Whatever is deficit in my life. Whatever is deficit in my life. Let there be a supernatural increase of whatever is deficit. Whatever is in deficit in my life. I ask for supernatural increase. I ask for your help, your help, your help. I ask for your help. Whatever is in deficit in my life. I ask for your help. For whatever is in deficit in my life. I ask for your help. I ask for your help. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to take 3 minutes and look at one more. We can increase in help. First Chronicles 12. Let's just look at it. I'll just read quickly and sit down. First Chronicles chapter 12. First Chronicles 12. Let's take 1 and 2 first. And these are they that came to David at Ziklag. Why he could not move about freely? Because Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men who helped him in war. The king was against him, but he was hiding in a cave. But all over the country, people were coming to give him help. David increased marvelously in help.
If you get home, read first this first Chronicles 12. Let's look at it. Verse 2. They were bowmen and could shoot arrows and sling stones with either the right or the left hand. They were Benjamin, whose kinsmen? The man that was against him, his family members came to the enemy and said, "Don't mind our brother, but we are here to help you." Ah, when God is on your side, your enemies become your friend. That is what happened to people that increase in help. Look at verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Ishmael of Gibeon, a mighty man among the 30, and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jezai, Johanna, Jezebel of Gareth, all of them came. Jump to verse 8. From Gadish, from the Gadidites, they went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness. Mighty men, experienced men, experts with shield and sword, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and who were swift as gazelle upon the mountains. How can this man lose battle? He cannot. Let's go down. Go down. Look at verse 22. I want to rest. Time has gone. Verse 22. This 22. If you listen to the word of God and put it to practice, it will soon be your testimony. Let's look at verse 22. Let's read together. One go. For from there to day, men came to David to do what? To help him, until there was a great army, like an army of God. You need to increase in help. When a man lacks help, he becomes a coward. He becomes a weakling. That man fails. It looks as if he doesn't know how to do anything. When a man has help, he looks like a champion. Even though when you check, he has nothing he's doing. Look at this number of people. How many battles? He got to a time they told him, "Don't go to war again. We will fight the war for you. Help." As I'm going to say that, I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for you. From today, let there be increasing measure of help for you. Increasing measure of supernatural help for you. Let there be increasing measure of supernatural help for you. Increasing measure of supernatural help for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand, let's pray together. Say, "I increase in my fruit. I increase in wisdom. I increase in favor. I increase in help. I increase, there is an increase in the number of help arisen for me. I increase in favor, I increase in wisdom. I bear fruit, much fruit. I bear much fruit, I bear much fruit. I bear much fruit. I increase, I bear much fruit. I increase in favor. I increase in wisdom. There is increase in the number of my helpers. And I bear fruit." As you have said it, the Lord has heard it, and he will hasten to perform them in the name of Jesus. Please, can I tell you this? God does not do anything apart from his word. When the enemy wants to deal with a person, the first thing he takes away is the word of God. When the word of God is not there, your prayers become like a sounding cymbal, because they are not dependent on anything. Prayer and the word are like two legs. You use it to stand. When one is not there, the other one is weak. Let's get back to the word. That is the only thing that can help us. Are we here? Let's make a commitment to the word of God. Even, do you know that if you use 15 minutes every day to read the Bible, you will finish the Bible in a year? Just set a timer. Anywhere you are reading, anywhere the timer be, stop. Continue again. 15 minutes every day, you will finish the Bible in a year. Let's go back to the word. The devil is cheating us. There are many ignorant people among us. We need to go back to the word. I pray for you. Let the Lord increase you in wisdom. Let the Lord increase you in favor. Let the Lord increase the number of your help. in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord increase you in goodness. Let the Lord increase you in greatness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Stretch forth your hand here. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have provided from January, even until now. We ask, you are the Jehovah Jireh. Let there be an unending, increasing, unlimited supply for all the need of your people. In the name of Jesus, I ask again, increasing, unending, unlimited supply of the needs of your people. In the name of Jesus, all your needs are met by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you increase supernaturally. You increase in wealth. You increase in influence. You increase in authority. You increase in greatness. You increase in faith. You increase in joy. You increase in abundance. You increase in material things. From now on, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. And lift his countenance upon you. And give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.